Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. I forgot to record the session last night. Apologies. I think I was in too much of a shock after discovering the story about Dubai's Prince's own daughter, Latifa, and her story of imprisonment, torture, as well as attempted escape. It's a story on freedom. It's a story on, even though we have the perception of media freedom, even though we have the perception of voice, the truth lies somewhere else. So, Dubai's prince, your ruler, the billionaire, the founder of Emirates Airlines and many other things, the king of the country, he supposedly has at least 6 wives. It's another thing. Even at his level, the amount of secrecy and lack of transparency is rather shocking. And many of his wives are unknown to the world. Like, no picture we're seeing before type situation. And he supposedly has at least 30 children. And when you have so many kids, it's no surprise that you end up having favoritism in some you don't like. And according to Latifa, a few women in the family, the daughters, have attempted escape, or they were considered too rebellious for their own good, and they've been essentially imprisoned in their own home. And it's not just imprisonment either. There is ordered torture for years. Latifa, at the time, was 33 years old. And she reached the point of realizing she needed to make another attempt, because she attempted once before to escape. And this time, she enlisted help from her Western friends and was on international waters when she was captured and brought back home, and since been missing, except when, like, towards December last year, she was captured. She was in a picture with a UN human rights advocate, and basically it's an attempt for UAE's narrative that, you know, to clear the air, to say that she is alive and to say that she has mental health issues. And again, shockingly, the UN human rights advocate actually played along to cover up this horrific human rights violation. And what also shocked me is that the human rights lawyer for Latifa, he was a victim of human rights violation in Dubai himself. Once when he was a businessman, a British businessman, working in football, he went to Dubai to collect debt And things escalated very quickly. He was then thrown into prison on false charges and tortured. He really thought he was gonna die, but fortunately, eventually survived. And since then, he's transformed his life and became a human rights lawyer, trying to help people who suffered the same fate. And even though occasionally you hear stories coming out of UAE, say a woman who's raped ended up being, you know, thrown into prison herself, or many other ridiculous stuff, but somehow those news are not as widely accessible. I mean, it's not accessibility, it's more just the positive news take a bigger portion of the headline, right? People's attention and perception are skewed. And myself included, I guess I thought I was sensitive to political risk, but there are certain places really more research is required before you visit. And I think most of my travels have happened in, you know, civilized countries where the values and the customs are what I'm familiar with, so I've traveled on very short notice and enjoyed that freedom. But this is such a reminder of the risks to international travel. Not in a bad way, but it's just good to be aware. It's also such a reminder of freedom. You can be rich person with access to billions, but lack freedom and be in that mental imprisonment. And we so take freedom and human rights for granted. It really pains me. If anything, I think this is a powerful story in providing perspective, and I'm very hopeful that things improve for Latifa, because she has all these recordings that her friends are able to release in order to get media attention to help her. And there's a campaign called Free Latifa. You can find it on freelatifa.com and watch her own video yourself. But yeah, it's crazy. We think there is media freedom, there are truths lying somewhere, but yeah, it's painful. We have the illusion that we've improved so much as human race, but far from it. Alright, thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.